For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all come on in to my house. It's Rosie on the House.
All y'all
come in now. We are virus free, no mask required. Political free. Where else could you go and not hear something political for 4 hours? Just let's talk about you and your home and your house, cabin or castle. Give us a ring. The phone number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
You can also text us at 411-923. We know a lot of people are out. It's festival season. There's the Renaissance Festival going on. We talked a little bit about the Tres Rios Festival.
Nature Festival.
And countless others. So if you're on the fly and just have a question for us, 411-923 or info@rosieonthehouse.com.
If you've got a project you're trying to get done in and about and around your house, that's why we're here every Saturday morning to help think you through it or take you through it. We'll help you put a material list together of things you'll need to consider purchasing. We'll talk about the tools that are required, and we'll talk about tricks of the trade on how to put it all together, make it look like a real professional, put it all together. Or maybe you're not of the mindset to tackle it yourself. You just like to get it done. Well, that's where our referral network comes in on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and it is the number one contractor referral network in the entire state, both in Phoenix and in Tucson. So we're very proud about that. And boy, there's no shortage of housing news going on right now as it applies to the great state of Arizona. One of the absolute fastest growing states in the union. We just finished a whole 1 hour conversation last hour about water and how we're going to be planning and facilitating that growth with a secure supply of water. Of all the places in all the country, Scottsdale, Arizona is the number one place to move.
You know what else it is? It's also the number one place to work from home. I saw that statistic about 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Well, good. Maybe that'll help traffic.
There you go.
Everybody just stay home.
Please help traffic.
Man. Amen. The top destination, and this is from a local media source right here in the Valley, Arizona Big Media. Twice as many people moving in as moving out of Scottsdale. Twice as many moving in as moving out.
I wonder what the apartment ratio is. Now, a lot of apartments, we didn't used to have that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do.
You can look at the growth of apartments and condos in Scottsdale. Go around Old Town and up and down Scottsdale Road and see that, you know, got to have a place to live. And
there's hardly any place you can't drive anymore and see apartments. That's just not, we've been here since the 70s. Rosie's been here since the 60s. It's just such a different view, different landscape.
The city of Scottsdale's got a rip-snorting election coming up here this year, boy.
Oh, boy.
I think they've got four candidates for mayor, and they've all got a vision and a view, and city council's kind of in a little uproar of things that they have and haven't allowed. And, you know, Scottsdale's definitely in transition. And, you know, can it still be the West, most Western city?
Oh, I don't know Cave about that anymore.
Yeah, Cave Creek Carefree's challenging them on that.
You go to Harold's in Cave Creek, yeah. I think they will challenge that.
Yeah. But Scottsdale, the number one place to move in the United States. But Buckeye is the fastest growing city.
That's a head scratcher for me. I mean,
the master plan communities that are platted for out there are unbelievable. The number of rooftops that they're replacing the melon fields and the cotton fields with is staggering.
Wow.
Absolutely staggering. Maricopa County, the fastest growing county in the nation. Another million people in the next decade.
Mostly California transport.
Well, probably they're coming with lots of equity. They want they got things they want to do. They can get out of California while you still can, show up here, buy a comparable house for a whole lot less money, and end up with some liquidity and cash to fine-tune it and make it just exactly what you want. And we are seeing a lot of that right now, for sure. But people don't understand exactly what it costs to remodel. And I can tell you, at our little company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, and on RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've got remodelers serving all communities. We've got Tom Riley of Renovations serving the Yavapai County area. We've got a couple great guys down in Tucson. We have six guys in the Phoenix metro area. So if you're looking at trying to get remodeling done, don't start anyplace else but RosieOnTheHouse.com. And don't let your neighbor start without contacting RosieOnTheHouse.com. It's a free website. It's a compilation of all the best contractors in the state. And it's a compilation. It's basically an encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership, because we've been doing this show for 30 years, answering your questions and posting those questions and answers on the website. So there's hardly a question you could ask that we don't already have an answer for. But if you do have a question, we have Julia here that came in this morning, and she's here to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Let us know what you're trying to tackle. Talk to me about what you're thinking about getting done, and I can kind of talk you through about what you can probably expect to spend for that particular project, whether you're going to do it yourself or whether you're going to hire a professional contractor, a specialty contractor. Maybe it's just new countertops, or maybe it's an entire kitchen remodel where you need a kitchen designer and a full bore whole house general contractor. I can kind of guide you through that decision-making process based on my 45 years of building and remodeling right here in Arizona. We've remodeled in Ehrenberg, Arizona. We've remodeled in Flagstaff on multiple occasions. Several projects down in Tucson, all the way over to Eager and Springerville, and then all through the Phoenix metro area. So regardless of where you are listening to us, we can probably help you. If I can't help you specifically with information, I know I can specifically help you with local experts right there in your neighborhood. It's the Rosie on the House Referral Network. It's statewide powerful, but it's neighborhood focused. So give us a ring. Let's start a conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer and I are still having conversations at home during the week on all the things we saw at the KBiz show.
It was kind of a multi-layered show. It was lots to think about, lots to look at. Every area of your house and your kitchen and bathrooms and inside and out. Lots of good stuff out there to improve your home.
600 vendors filling over 1 million square feet. I think, if I remember right, your pedometer dictated that you walked 7 miles just the first day.
Mm-hmm. Lots to look at.
Crossing from Hall A to Hall B to Hall C. Trying to, and when Jennifer and I attack a show like that, we generally go with something very specific, because you can't take it all in the 3 days. That's impossible. So there were very specific things I wanted an education on. What was the newest, latest, and greatest in a couple particular areas?
I'm always interested in the aging in place, you know, universal design kind of concepts, and it's come so far. I know everybody kind of cringes when you say that aging in place, because nobody wants to admit they're aging, but there are so many cool things that are just more mainstream, you know. So you just put that in your design in the beginning, and you would never have to worry about redesigning your home or making it fit. It's just good for all ages.
And the market right now for remodeling is as good as it's ever been, which is good for remodelers, but it can kind of be bad for homeowners.
Well, it's a seller's market, so it's expensive. Though you might make a really good sale on your home, it's expensive to replace it. So a lot of people are choosing to stay in their home. So that's why remodeling is so popular. But I think people are pretty surprised at the price of remodeling. It's not cheap.
I think people are surprised when they call our office and I tell them, when would you like this done? And you can hear the disappointment in their voice a lot of times when I tell them, the first opening we have to interview someone for the next project is first week of April. We can't even get out to see you for a month. But we do have several projects wrapping up in April. We'd like to fill those couple holes. But in this environment, in this heated up environment, you need to proceed pretty carefully. Because if you have a project you want to get done, and you've reached out and contacted three or four people, and three of them have said, we can't tackle it for 4 to 6 or 7 weeks. And one of them says, I can be there next week. That might possibly be a cause for concern. Might possibly. Not absolutely. But you might want to find out why. We've got callers lining up at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to take a little break here and come back and talk about anything y'all would like to talk about as it relates to your house, home, castle, or cabin.